Listen up. You've had to listen to the guy to my right torture you for years, but today you get to enjoy Stephen A. officially bearing his Pittsburgh Steelers. She's finally waving the white flag. Now I'm getting Ryan Clark side-eyeing me, or should I say the terrible towel. That is in just a bit. Don't miss it. The game of the week was in SoFi Stadium. The L.A. Rams had a 14-7 lead against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers earlier in the third quarter when they faced 3rd-and-10 at the L.A. 25. Sean McVay with a perfect play. A pass to Deshaun Jackson. That would be a pivotal moment in the Rams' 34-24 victory over the defending Super Bowl champions. Matthew Stafford, just special. Listen to these numbers. 343 yards and 4 TDs. Ryan Clark is still here. RC. Are the Rams now the NFC favorites?
Oh, the Rams are the NFL favorite. The Rams are the best team in the entire league. And what Sean McVay knew was they had everything they needed, every piece they needed but a quarterback. And that's why you give up the former number one overall pick. That's why you give up additional first-round draft picks, because you wanted to stand on your sideline and look at your guy and say, you know what, no matter who we're playing, number nine is as good as the other dude on the other side of the field or better. Mm-hmm. And yesterday he was better than Tom Brady. And they talked about the excitement that Sean McVay had at the end of the first half. Now, part of it was the fact that he's like 39-0 when leading at halftime. But the other part was that he understood, I got my guy. That exactly what I thought Matthew Stafford was going to bring to our team, he has. He can do everything from a mental standpoint, from an understanding standpoint, from an experience standpoint, but also make the plays that I can't coach him into. And schematically, the Los Angeles Rams are back to being what had us calling Sean McVay the wonder kid, what had us saying that Sean McVay was not only a prodigy, but a genius. Man. And seeing that on display yesterday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers was amazing, knowing that Tom Brady, the GOAT, was on the other sideline.
I don't have an issue with that based on what we saw yesterday. I only have 2 points to add, and then I'll hand it to the playmaker. Number one, there was no Antonio Brown. There was no Jason Pierre-Paul. So it's Matthew Stafford being able to sit back and take pictures and call his wife and all of this other stuff before he throws a damn pass is something to take into consideration, because no pressure was applied to really make him inconvenienced in any way. And so we didn't see a true litmus test of what might transpire. The other thing that I was – and not other than that, we know Antonio Brown and what that brother brings to the table.
For sure.
And how he elevates things for Scott Miller along with Evans, along with Godwin and Gronk and others. Right. And Gronk dropped the pass yesterday. He shouldn't have dropped either. That's number one. Number two. There is something called the NFC West. And even if you win, they can beat you up. They can expose you. You understand what I'm saying? They can soften you up.
Right.
And so when we've got Seattle and we've got San Fran, who played a hell of a game last night, even though they lost to Green
Bay. Cardinals now.
And we got the Cardinals now as well. I would say to you, well, you know, okay, fine, but let's understand they can still be had.
Stephen A., on the, just to the defensive point, I understand what you're saying about Matthew Stafford taking pictures. You know who else took pictures? Dak for 400-plus. You know who else took pictures? Matt Ryan for 300-plus.
300-plus yards.
So this isn't
every quarterback this season.
Right, what people have to realize is
every quarterback this season.
This team ended up winning the Super Bowl last year because of defense. This defense isn't hunting the same right now. And
I'm not talking about the Rams and let's hold our horses there to some degree just because of Tampa Bay. I'm saying because of the NFC. I brought up the NFC West for a reason.
Right.
And they're not matching the hunger of the guys that they're playing against. That same hunger that you saw in that Tampa Bay defense in the Super Bowl, you don't see. Yeah, we got back the same guys.
Yeah.
But in this business, we go hand-to-hand, man-to-man combat. Your skill set is one thing, but your hunger has to be there, too. Because those guys, they're measuring. Hey, you walked in the SoFi, they were ready to see if they were a championship team by you. I know. I've gone through that repeat process. I watch guys on film and say, oh, I'm about to kill this joker and get in the game and say, who is this joker in this jersey? Because that ain't the dude I saw on film. But he was playing for a measuring stick. They're not answering that bell.
And the thing is,
but I'm still leaving them. I'm still leaving them as the favorite right now to win the NFC, because I know when the time comes, they will raise that stake. They're trying to get through the playoffs. That's what teams do.
But until
they get to the playoffs.
You also have to remember, the only person on this team or the guy on this team that's been through that multiple times is Tom Brady.
Right.
The rest of this team hasn't. The rest of this team can't just sit around and say we can turn it on whenever we want to in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They have to understand that they will be the litmus test for all contenders.
Let's look for it. Right. See, now you're saying they don't need to turn it on. They've had scored 30-plus points in 9 consecutive games. So they've been turning it on. They just got trapped.
That's the side of the ball that Tom Brady plays on. Right, I understand that Tom Brady is going to execute, but they didn't win the Super Bowl because of Tom Brady. Tom Brady wasn't great down the stretch.
No doubt.
It was this defense stepping up and playing. This defense has to get back to doing that.
Who do you trust more to get back to the Super Bowl with the Chiefs and Bucks both losing?
Tampa Bay, because they got Tom Brady. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes, and he can dictate, you know, he can dictate the pace of the offense. See, Patrick Mahomes swings. He's a home run hitter. Yeah. You know, they can score in bunches have you, but Tom Brady will dictate pace. He'll move the chains. He'll methodically go about the business of saving his defense from being overexposed.
And that's why Antonio Brown was so big. But forget about what he's done.
No, he's huge.
But what he's does, what he does here. And I always tell people, I say, man, when I watched him in 07, watch Randy Moss go down the field, Tom Brady had a chance to go through his read. One read, two read. Oh, his hands up. So he can play meticulously down the field, matriculate the ball, but he always had that home run shot. And Antonio Brown, I watch. He's doing his own thing over there sometimes. And he just does. And then he goes, and it's dangerous. He did it to Anthony Brown a couple times in that Cowboys game. That's a dangerous thing.
And you also got to realize, when you have him, you have 4 number one receivers if you count
Robert
Gronkowski.
Where was Ramsey going then?
And that's the other thing. Who plays who at that point?
Right. And that
you know what's
going to
be fun? Even though Evan still had 100 yards.
What'd you say?
I said what's going to be fun, seeing the Cardinals at the Rams on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Stephen A., cover your ears. The Steelers are in the AFC North cellar after being trounced by Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Ben Roethlisberger threw 58 times for 318 yards, but only had one touchdown and 2 interceptions. This is awkward silence. I'm not teeing you up, so you could just go.
Steelers are awful. They're awful. The defense, I'm not going to blame them because T.J. Watt is out. Highsmith was out. I don't know why everybody got a groin injury, but that's a subject for another day. But their offense is awful.
It's the music.
No, it's the groin injury.
I actually asked for this music, Ryan. I have never seen the Steelers' offense look this bad. Ben Roethlisberger threw 13 passes behind the line of scrimmage. You told me that during the break. I didn't know it was that many. He threw 13 passes behind the line of scrimmage with Chase Claypool, with Juju Smith-Schuster, with Ebron, with Deontay Johnson and James Washington. The leading receiver was Najee Harris. And the reason why he's catching the ball is because you can't run block for him. Ben Roethlisberger struggles to throw the football 20-plus yards. And Juju Smith-Schuster, since Antonio Brown departed from Pittsburgh, has become more popular for his TikToks before the game than what he actually does during the game. 3 interceptions for 25 yards, even though he went down when he was a little injured. I have been a Pittsburgh Steelers fan for as long as I have been a General Hospital fan. I have been a Pittsburgh Steelers fan for as long as I have been a General Hospital fan, which spans 40-plus years, 4 decades. And I have never, ever, ever, with Neil O'Donnell, with Mark Malone,
You understand what I'm saying? And the list goes on. Yeah, I mean, Cordell Stewart. I have never seen the Steelers offense.
Bubby Brister?
Look, Bubby Brister, too. I have never seen the Steelers offense look this bad. I predicted they would win the AFC North.
That wasn't smart.
It was not smart, no. It was dumb.
It was dumb.
It was emotional.
Okay.
It was erratic. Damn it, it was irresponsible. It was irresponsible.
Journalistically.
And I just want to say to America, right here, right now, I have never been this sad. I've never been this sad.
Bro, I'm really
watching
weak.
The Steelers offense. Ever! Ever!
So
this is worse. This is is worse than when I thought that one of the stars died on General Hospital.
Would you binge Ben Roethlisberger then? Is it time?
It doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter if they get Cam. It doesn't matter if they put in Dwayne Haskins.
Right.
Damn it, it don't even matter if Mason Rudolph is the quarterback. They are so bad offensively because they can't run block, they can't pass protect. They're so bad.
Right.
That I'm sitting here before y'all knowing I'm being laughed at. I don't blame y'all. I'm that sad.
Okay. It was irresponsible.
And I have nothing else to say.
You said, you said a lot.
Yeah,
Playmaker, would you binge Ben?
I would have liked to have heard, you know, I was wrong somewhere in there.
I did.
I prefer irresponsible.
You were hurt.
I think that's better.
Yeah. You were hurt. You say you were hurt. I want you to know you're wrong, and you were wrong. But let me tell you.
You hurt Ben is after yesterday.
That's what I'm saying. Let me tell you. When we talked about this at the beginning, will they make the playoff? Is Mike Tomlin headed towards his first losing season? We talked about this. Now, listen, Ben deserves everything Ben gets because Ben has earned the right to even finish this fight what he's given Pittsburgh. But this is an ugly finish. An ugly finish. And I'm telling you, you bench him. I don't know. You don't have anything there. You're going to Haskins, Rudolph, where are you going? What I would do if I'm Pittsburgh is understand you're going nowhere. Start playing all the young guys you have on your roster.
So you're asking the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I ain't saying that because I don't know nothing about who's coming out of college soon. Nothing. I ain't talking about none of that. But just start playing all the young
playmaker,
guys on your roster.
Playmaker, so I'm going to ask you this. The Pittsburgh Steelers, who are obviously a better organization than the Dallas Cowboys, you're asking them to go out and play not to win? You're asking this team to not try to succeed?
You think
you're
that'd
asking
be
this
worse?
Team? You're yeah, asking this team to be what y'all have been in Dallas for the last quarter century?
Wait. Every time we try to move the thing to something else, every time I think I'm out, y'all drag Dallas back in.
No, I'm just
This is about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Right now, right here, in the Pittsburgh Steelers, you saying, should they go out and tank or throw the games away? They look like they throwing the games away to me.
Here's what I'm saying.
That's what
they're
doing now.
I said the hardest thing I ever had to say about the Pittsburgh Steelers this morning. And y'all know, I try to take my bias out for what I feel for Coach Tomlin, what I feel for GM Kevin Colbert. This is an organizational failure.
Yes.
Right? When you think about stability in an organization,
you got to call out Colbert.
Exactly,
you got to call him out.
You go from Chuck Knoll to Bill Cowher to obviously going to Mike Tomlin. It's been the picture of stability.
So you're saying they should have gotten rid of Ben already?
I'm saying they don't have a succession plan.
They don't.
So when Minkah Fitzpatrick was picked up, I was vehemently against them giving up the 11th pick for Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I said, you know what? You keep this first-round pick. You start moving toward having a succession plan in place for Big Ben Roethlisberger. Steeler fans killed me because he's been a Pro Bowler the last 2 years, and he's done all these things.
He's done a lot. But now you're in a position
where you don't get to move on. In the offseason, when Ben Roethlisberger said he wanted one more year, you had to give him that year because you had no plan. Right. Even if you're picking up Dwayne Haskins or you have Mason Rudolph on the roster, none of those players are ready to play right now and help you win. And if you play them, you can't protect them.
Yeah.
You have four new starting offensive linemen and none of these guys have played together. And you go out and get Najee Harris, and I think he's going to be a good back. But there's nowhere for him to run, so now he becomes your receiver. And he's nothing but an outlet for Ben Roethlisberger because he can't be protected to push the ball down
and
the field.
And when healthy,
well, it's sad to watch.
22 QB hits healthy. Inside it's, the pocket.
And Ben's fighting.
It's incredibly scared. It's incredibly sad to watch. And again, the only thing that I have to say about Ben Roethlisberger that's incredibly negative is that elbow and what have you, sometimes I got nervous when he was rubbing it yesterday or what have you. Sometimes it seems to be a struggle for him to throw the ball past 20 yards. But having said that, we all know that Mike Tomlin has never coached a team under 500. This is what I would say about Kevin Colbert. Obviously, I respect him. You've been there since 2000. You've been the general manager since 2000. You've been the VP and the general manager since 2016. How in God's name is the only real option you've had as a backup quarterback is Mason Rudolph? How is that possible? How is that possible?
No, I'm going to be honest. Here's what I think happened. They were trying to maximize a championship window and never plan for it to close.
And win with the defense and tell Ben not to make the mistakes. They didn't expect this kind of decline and certainly expect to have some kind of running game by now. And they thought they could squeeze.
You got to block to have a running game.
With
got
Big
to.
Ben. Yes.
Najee Harris is that. The answer. You just got to block for him.
No,
I got no issues with Najee Harris. Zero.
No doubt. But when you're averaging 53 yards per game, then that puts a lot of pressure back on Ben. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And he can't get that done.
They've been
and
on Ben a little too
Stephen
long.
Stephen A., you all right, man?
With the elbow problem, they had Big Ben Roethlisberger throw the football 58 times just there.
Yeah.
58.
Yeah, 36 QBR, 28th in the league.
Ain't got no choice.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/firsttake. That's amazon.com/firsttake to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now to the New York teams. Both are 0-3. Jets are struggling with their new rookie quarterback as they are the only team scoring under 10 points per game. The Giants have been okay, but have not been able to close, losing two games at the buzzer. Stephen A., do you have anything to say about these New York teams?
They're a catastrophe. And I want to apologize because I got my boy Jeff Brown, who Molly knows very, very well, lives out in California.
What's up, Jeff?
Native New Yorker. Got my two godchildren, Nicholas and Nicole. Hey, y'all. And here's the problem. He's got them as Jets and Mets fans. And I always say to him, why would you do that to them? Why would you do that to my godchildren? Why would you expose them to this level of futility and incompetence? It makes no sense whatsoever. And now we're seeing the latest evidence as to why that is. The New York Jets haven't been to the playoffs since they went to an AFC championship game in 2010 when Rex Ryan was coaching them, okay? They haven't been to the playoffs ever since, okay? They had one winning record in all of those years in the past decade when Todd Bowles was coaching them. That is it. They are horrible. And right now, you got a cat in Denzel Mims that's playing behind everybody. He's only played one game. And you got a lot of people wondering as to whether or not he should be playing. Your leading receiver is some dude named Braxton Berrios or whatever the hell his name is. You got Corey Davis there as well, who's got a reputation and a resume. And I'm not saying they're scrubs, but something is clearly missing. And when we look at rookie quarterbacks, we know Justin Fields had Matt Nagy, all right? And that's problematic. We see Mac Jones. We ain't worried about him because he's with Belichick and Josh McDaniel. We know that Trey Lance is coming. But Jimmy Garoppolo is playing well right now. Plus, you got Kyle Shanahan there. You look at Trevor Lawrence. You see nuggets of greatness, even though he's made some mistakes, not good throwing a pick six and all of that other stuff. The one rookie quarterback we're looking at, and we're like, damn, there's nothing that looks good about him is Zach Wilson. And it's really not his fault because it's about culture. And you got a defensive guy in Robert Saleh who I'm trying to have some faith in and what have you, but I see no evidence that you know what's going on offensively. And who's your offensive coordinator? Mm. We got Matt LaFleur in Green Bay. We got Mike LaFleur in New York with the New York Jets. I don't know. Maybe that's got something to do with it. You see, life without Aaron Rodgers. We'll see what Matt LaFleur will do down the line. In the case of the New York Giants, you got Joe Judge, who I liked. And I saw the Giants improving last year as each game progressed. Yeah. This year, you come into the season, we got to look at Dave Gettleman because we're looking at the pieces around. Right. Daniel Jones, we want to sit up there and crucify him. He hasn't been playing that bad over the last couple of weeks. He's been flinging the football. We know Galladay can ball. We know what Saquon Barkley can do. But somehow, some way, the New York Giants, who've only had one playoff appearance since 2011 or whatever, you got a situation right now where it's Gotham. It's the Mecca. It's New York City. Correct. Even though they're playing across the swamp in East Rutherford, New Jersey. New and somehow, some way, you can't win damn football games. It's a disgrace. It's embarrassing. Look, I know First Take's number one in the morning. You know, we do what we do. But the reality of the situation is, you know, it's a damn shame when the show First Take is more entertaining to watch than the Giants and the Jets football team. And that's where we are. And it's a damn shame.
And the Jets, let me tell you something, man, how hard it is to turn around a losing organization like that. Whenever things start going poorly, the mindset gets to here we go again. To root that out is so difficult. It's so difficult. And you got to make the right moves. You got to get the right players that it means so much. Winning means so much to them that every time they lose a game, they go back to the facility and work out some more. Oh, yeah, yeah, they had some of those players like Jamal, but they let them go. They kicked them out, as a matter of fact. So don't tell me about that. I know what it's like. I had a 3-13 team, a 1-15. I know what that's like and turning that around. Now, my issue with the Giants. Last year, I tweeted it when Dallas lost that game in Philly. And they started talking about, I can't believe Dallas letting the good, you know, like they're playing hard. Oh, they're just going to throw the game as if Dallas owes them a favor. And I said, shut up. Feel the pain of missing the playoffs and then go and correct it and fix it this offseason so when you come back this season, you'll show up and make sure you leave it in your own hands. And what they did, what did they do? They came back with an 0-3. A 0-3. So that tells me you didn't put the right blame where you need to put the blame on
which is
you.
Where?
On themselves.
Jason
on
Garrett. Themselves. You know Jason Garrett.
There's no doubt.
Well.
Let me tell you. There's no real, I don't know if you ask me what's the identity of the team. I don't know. What are you trying to do? What is that offense trying to do? I like the head coach.
Yep.
I like he's a disciplinarian. He knows order. I like that. But he doesn't have the right people on a football team to win right now.
I understand that, but I also have to hold him accountable for not having the right coach because he made the grave mistake of contaminating himself with a former Cowboy. I mean, why would you bring somebody that was the head coach of the Cowboys
you as an offensive coordinator within the same division? You just
why
said
would you
yourself
do that?
That Daniel Jones is playing okay. So that's Coach Garrett right there with Daniel Jones.
Really?
Galladay hadn't been totally healthy. Sterling Shepard has been your leading receiver, and then he gets banged up. You know what I mean? So you can't say, you going to put it all on Jason Garrett?
I'm not putting it all on
Jason
him.
Garrett.
I'm not putting it all on him. I'm just saying, you could have get somebody else to do the job that he's doing. Why bring a Cowboy over within the same division?
You're
what's that going to do for
and
you?
The Giants lose a game. Let me tell you something. They lose a game in which they were honoring one of their greatest Giants in Eli Manning.
Yeah.
Yes.
Eli Manning right there, the mentor. And I'm going to tell you something. The Cowboys are giving rings to Jimmy Johnson and Drew Pearce. You think we're about to go in here and blow this with the Cowboys and everybody getting their Super Bowl rings Monday night?
So you
That's where I'm going to be right there.
So you're bragging about the possibility that you're going to beat a team in the Eagles that just fresh off a score of 11 points against San Francisco last week?
Hold up, playmaker. We're not to your team yet because you can evaluate quarterbacks. So I want to know this. So if Daniel Dimes had a real offensive coordinator, a real offensive line, the right weapons around him, how high is his ceiling? Like, what type of quarterback can he actually be in the NFL?
First of all, now you're talking about putting the right kind of players around Daniel. I think the system, because this system, I think, fits his skill set. This system is a timing system. I know I won Super Bowls in this system. You drop back and get rid of the ball. Now, you need those kinds of players. And I know for a fact they went after Allen Robinson because I think he's that kind of player. And he's always on the football field. If you want him to develop, you want Daniel Jones to develop, you need those guys around him always on the football
field.
I do think the system fits his skill set.
You also need him to hold on to the football. He's yeah, listen, he came in the last week, not this past week, but last week, he came in having 40 turnovers and 18 fumbles since 2019.
No doubt.
So don't gloss over that.
And Daniel's not a bad quarterback. It's where they picked him now and what's expected from him. That's a difficult thing for him in this situation.
Okay, I'll give you that. I'm not going to knock
you
for that.
You guys sort of answered my question.
Listen.
The Raiders.
You're going to be heard for a while.
When it's about New York. You have to accept accountability and responsibility, living up to what New York is supposed to represent. And the Jets and Giants stink, both of them. And they need to get their act together and accept the fact that you're supposed to be representing New York a hell of a lot better than you are. And they are not.
Well, that is
the problem.
Where are you on Sox? Head coach.
Excuse me?
Where are you on the head coach?
He just started. So I got to wait and see.
I like Joe Judge. I don't feel like he's a problem.
Me too.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Quick takes. Let's go. Michael, Josh Allen went off throwing for 358 yards and 4 touchdowns. Michael, should we be paying more attention to the Bills?
Yeah, it's time. We were paying a lot of attention to them. They just lost all that attention when losing to those Pittsburgh Steelers, as they should have lost all the attention. But it's about overcoming. It's about fighting back. And that's exactly what the Buffalo Bills are doing. And that's what they have done. So, yes, they're back in that race where they can get that kind of conversation.
Bills Mafia, stand up. Stephen A., New Orleans gets the win in Foxborough. You believe in the Saints?
I believe in their defense. I believe in what I saw them do against the Green Bay Packers. I certainly believe in what I saw them do against the Patriots yesterday. I think the Carolina game was an aberration because the offense was so god-awful.
Yeah.
It compromised them. But this Saints defense has been real for a couple of years now. We need to pay attention to them.
Absolutely. Jaguars' Jamal Agnew set an NFL record for 109-yard missed field goal return. So we want to ask our playmaker, Michael Irvin, how impressive was this?
Well, this is impressive, and I want people to understand what happens here when this happens. All you have are big guys on that field goal unit. So when that ball is kicked, if you can get those big guys separated, because they can't turn with their hips like they need to and start running. So you're running towards them. You can start separating them. This can happen. So, yes, this was a great play. Great play. I love watching that happen.
A 66-yard field goal try for Justin Tucker. Tucker's kick is on the way. It is good crossbar, and it tumbles through. Justin Tucker with the longest field goal in NFL history, and it's mayhem on the field. Justin Tucker has silenced the crowd.
It was a day for records as the Ravens got the win after Justin Tucker, as you just saw, kicked a record-long 66-yard field goal as time expired. But a little controversy the play before, as the play clock expired before Lamar Jackson got the snap, but no flag thrown. Obviously a big call as Tucker's kick hit the crossbar and bounced in. Stephen A.
Yeah.
I said this earlier. The Lions have been really playing with a lot of fight, but I mean, with this one, it's getting ridiculous. I know you talk about the Cowboys, the Black Cat, but Detroit, I mean, is this team just cursed?
Well, first of all, they are. It almost seems that way. And I will tell you this. I think the NFL, I think one of the things that's most appalling is the fact that the NFL has them as a part of the Thanksgiving Day every year. What the hell are you on the Thanksgiving every day for? Nobody cares about you outside of Detroit. Nobody cares about the Lions. We all know that. Yeah, we understand. The point is that nobody gives a damn about the Detroit Lions, okay? They have not won a playoff game since 1991. And this is the curse. This is what I personally call, the curse of Bobby Ross. You know what? When you alienate Barry Sanders, the great Barry Sanders, and force him to retire much, much earlier than anybody wanted to say goodbye to him or wanted to see him gone, this is what comes of it. They've had Schwartz. He's taken up to the play. I mean, let's look at some of the. They had Ross, right? Then they had, just Morning Wig. They had Mariucci. He tried his best. Our brother Mooch.
We love Coach Mooch.
Listen, he was contaminated because he was a damn good coach in San Francisco. Goes to Detroit, and then all of a sudden he's on TV. You know why? Because Detroit contaminated him. That's why. The Lions I'm talking about. Not the city of Detroit because I got love for them, okay? Here's the deal. You look at Jim Caldwell. What you get rid of him for? He took you to the playoffs twice. Schwartz was before him. He took you to the playoffs once. These dudes cannot win a playoff game to save their life. They had Matthew Stafford, who we talking about potentially winning the Super Bowl this year. They had him as their quarterback for 12 years. He couldn't win a playoff game. You're damn right they cursed. Black cat running around? No, ain't no black cats running around. The Lions, because the black cats don't even want to be in Detroit. That's what this is right here, okay, when you talk about the Lions organization. It's just that damn bad, okay? They make bad decisions all the time, and we see it year after year after year. There are things that they shouldn't be doing that they have done. It is what it is. Yesterday was just a microcosm of everything we know them to be. They'll lose because they're inferior, or they'll lose because somebody else has more luck. It doesn't matter. The only consistent thing about the Lions is that when they play, they will lose more than they will win.
Playmaker, before you go, though, they hung in with the Niners, the Packers, and the Ravens.
Right.
I want to give them props for that because they obviously those were superior teams.
And they were fighting. They were fighting and trying to win. I sit here and listen to Stephen A. talk about those Lions, and then he said, the only game they won was in 91. I kind of just got small because that was me in that game they beat. So,
maybe you
shouldn't say anything this block because it was you that they beat in that game. But, man, it's hard watching. It is, and as I say, guys, it's hard watching these every year, the same thing. Molly, I'm with you, though.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I see some fight in them. And the head coach said they're going to fight. They're going to bite kneecaps and do all that kind of stuff.
I can't knock what he's done so far. Yeah.
And they are fighting.
Absolutely. And we'll leave it at that. They're fighting the good fight. Keep going.
They're just going
down.
Whatever.
I got love for
whatever.
You.
Yeah. I understand. You should have love. It ain't going to change it. And, oh, by the way, it ain't just Barry Sanders. You know what? Megatron. He departed from there, too, even though more so for the concussions than anything else. But, I mean, damn. They got two of the great, all-time great players we have seen NFL history, rather. Yeah. From the running back and the wide receiver spot. And they left early.
Yeah, right.
The Pistons got a great new player, too. All right, the Raiders are still undefeated as they down the Dolphins in overtime. Derek Carr continues to put up big numbers, throwing for 386 yards, 2 touchdowns. Raiders are now 3-0 for the first time since 2002. The last time the franchise made it to the Super Bowl, what's fueled them this year is their offense. Their 90 points scored are the most through 3 games in 10 years, and their average of 471 yards per game is the best through 3 games in franchise history. Michael, Irvin, talk to me. Are the Raiders for real?
Listen, the Raiders for the first time.
Yeah.
First time in their history, starting 3-0 in every team that they've won from the previous year won 10 games. Since that's incredible. And you're watching right now, I mean, the real making or the real arriving, I should say, of Derek Carr. He's here now. He started to become that guy that we all thought and hoped that he could be. I think Chucky was losing his bite. Mm-hmm. And that's why this
it took
is
me
this,
a second this to remember is so Chucky important
because Chucky was losing his bite, his fight. I mean, he had it all. I mean, everybody wanted to be Chucky when he did the quarterback school. Everybody like he's so great with it, and then he gets this team and he gets Derek Carr, who he talked about in the quarterback school. He would love to coach. He get him, and he wasn't doing anything. He wasn't getting him in the playoffs. Wasn't doing. But this year is different. He has his team now, and I'm telling you right now. The key to it is, can he remain consistent? Can Henry Ruggs remain consistent? I know Darren Waller is going to be consistent. And then when they get Josh Jacobs back, oh, my God, Peyton Barber, he ran. This team is absolutely for real. That defense yesterday, that stopped down, stopped Miami in that red zone like that,
yeah.
That's a defense that says we are for real. I like where the Raiders are going. I like where the Raiders are.
Whatever. I gotta see it to believe it. Let's pump the brakes here. Thriller Monday night to open the season against the Ravens. Give them credit where credit is due. Then they go up against the Steelers, which we've all lamented is just a shell of what they used to be. They're not who we thought they were going to, or who I thought they were going to be. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the Raiders expose them in the Steel City, in Heinz Field, and we get all of that. Then they go up against Miami yesterday. No Tua Tagovailoa, not that that would have made any difference. You got Jacoby Brissett as your quarterback, who decides to give them 2 points because the, I don't know if it was Brian Flores or somebody else. What the hell are you doing throwing the football to a dude in your own end zone without a single blocker in front of him, and that gets a safety? That ends up being a 2-point difference, which means there wouldn't have been an overtime, which means that you could have won the game in regulation, but that's neither here nor there. My point to you is this. When we look at who the Raiders have gone up against, we've seen a team that has pulled out some thrillers. We've seen a team that went on the road in Pittsburgh that won 2 home games or whatever. I haven't seen them go against Kansas City yet this year. I haven't seen them go against the Chargers yet this year.
The Denver Broncos
are undefeated.
Right.
I haven't seen that happen yet.
That's coming up in a couple.
I'm trying to say is that, listen, can we wait and see? Because I'm going to say it here. I'm going to say it to you right to your face.
Right.
The way everybody's been bloviating about these Raiders. You understand? Right. Because we understand football is better to watch when the Raiders are relevant.
Yeah.
We understand. We appreciate the silver and black attack. We get there the days of Jack Tatum with John Madden coaching the Kenny Stabler's of the world. We know what time it is. But let me tell y'all something right now. These damn Raiders sound just like them damn Cowboys, okay? All right, it's the Raiders, the Cowboys of the AFC. Well, you know something? Look at them now. Oh, my goodness, every little thing they do, they contenders now. I mean, watch them. Let's see. Oh, stop it, okay? Let me see what they do as the competition stiffens. Because the last 2 weeks, the Ravens, I'll give them. But Pittsburgh with no offense and Miami with so many question marks still beat them. Let's see what they do.
But what you're missing is how the football gods has laid their hands upon this for the Raiders.
God.
This is exactly. Can you not see him? I mean, RIP, man. Al Davis would always just say, Just win, baby.
Just win.
And we can talk all of this noise.
Right.
But the Raiders are just winning, baby.
Okay.
And they're winning going up the football field. Is what Al Davis always loved.
Al Davis said that in the 80s. How's that going for them over the last decade or so?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is putting the fright back in Chucky. This offense right here is putting the fright back in Chucky. Chucky has it now. This is the team that he was looking for the whole while.
I know we're in Halloween season and all, but are you going to be saying just win, baby, tonight?
Oh, yeah, just win for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you worried about Jalen Hurts?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Man, listen.
Do they win big? Like, what is – give me your prediction. What is happening tonight? You're going to be at the game.
The Eagles have been playing great. 0 giveaways, 0 takeaways right now. That's incredible. 162 yards rushing. Second in the NFL in rushing. And I love what they're doing with Jalen Hurts. They finally gave him an offense, more of an offense. I thought that I would see Justin Fields running. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they gave him an offense that fits his skill set, and I love it. But all to that, they must fall tonight at that dome in Dallas. And they must fall because Dallas tonight will start commingling the two. You know, first week you saw Dak put up 400 yards. You saw with the champ put up 400 yards. Then the second week you saw them rush for 198 yards with that combo rushing attack of Pollard and Elliott. So tonight, they must start working on commingling them. And let me give you three people to look at. I want you to study Zach Martin right there in the middle, because that's going to play a key factor. Zach Martin and my two young studs over there on defense. Come on, young studs. I mean, Michael Parsons going after the quarterback and Trayvon Diggs locking down Devontae Smith. That old dude from Alabama. I'm going to give you something on what's about to happen tonight.
He was just slick because he knows. Because Michael Irvin talks to me off the air sometimes, and he knows I'm a fan of both Trayvon Diggs and Michael Parsons. I love
both.
I love Stephon Diggs as well, wide receiver in Buffalo. And that's his brother right there. I love Trayvon Diggs.
And let me tell you what made me love him watching that. Right. Because you see when Leighton Van Ness was on the sideline, he said, hey, you're a young buck, man. He said, you got to make the plays. You got to make the plays you can make. You can't make every play. And you heard what he said. I'm too young to know that. I'm trying to make every play. I said, that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
You need that in the locker room. Somebody to make everybody else feel bad because they're not trying to make every play. Those dudes are different.
I understand. The fact of the matter is the Dallas Cowboys should win tonight. They're the better team. They got a high-powered offense. The Philadelphia Eagles don't have that kind of offense, okay? That's number one. Number two, and more importantly, once again, just like the Raiders, we don't know what's going on with the Cowboys because look at who they're playing. At the end of the day, when you're in the NFC East.
They played the Bucs. They played everybody. And they lost.
And they played the Chargers. And they beat them. I got it. All I'm telling y'all is this. I'm talking about the season moving forward. Let's see what the Cowboys do. Okay. All right? Because I'm telling you right now, they got to walk through the regular season. They ain't going to win a playoff game.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.